Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons comes your way. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got a giant Brady statue tonight.
Wow. And they're going to be there.
Oh, they're going to be there.
They're down there. Boots on the ground.
Leading you right up to it. Preseason game number one tonight. Patriots and Commanders. Brady statue unveiled tonight at 6 o'clock. Brady will be there. Kraft's going to be there. I don't think Bill's going to be there.
I don't think so.
I just saw a picture you had over there, Keith. I think he's at UNC right now.
Yeah. Emphasis on the C. There was a photo of Bill. I don't know if it's real, though, so I don't want to post it or anything.
I'm going to tell you right now, that is not. I think it might be.
Do you think that's a real picture?
There is no chance. None.
You don't think that's real?
In the AI era we live in, there's no chance.
I mean, you can do anything with AI.
He's got an A and an I, from what I can see over there.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No chance.
I don't think so.
Billy, you haven't. Is Nick pulling that up for Billy back there? I see Billy smirking it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
That's not real.
Fake picture?
That's not real.
I can't tell.
It looks like
if it's real, they're spectacular.
I was gonna say, as a guy with boobs, I don't think those are real.
No. Okay. Yeah. No. I think somebody's having a little fun with the Photoshop.
If it's real, those puppies are spectacular. Yeah. So sure. Okay. All right. That's
swing low, sweet chariot.
So anyway, we don't know where Bill is. I don't think he's gonna be there tonight.
No. Unlikely.
If he is, he's gonna have to check that luggage.
Bulky. I consider him carry-ons.
Like, now, sir.
No. I can eyeball those. Those are not going in the carry-on. Okay. Good stuff there. We'll get you the grab bag and the clip du jour coming up, but you know what time it is!
Rich Keefe was going to be a couple of keys.
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
It's been too long since we've heard that theme. We're back.
Yeah.
Both themes. Football theme and the keys theme.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about the keys. Yeah, all
keys,
of it.
We had
all
some keys in between football season. But we're back for Patriots Commanders preseason game number one. Patriots 6.5-point favorites. Jones, the over-under on this one has ballooned.
Oh, no.
I saw it yesterday at 34.5.
That's where I got it.
36.5. What do they know? They know something. They know something. Maybe they got an early draft of the keys. It's going to be a 7:30 kickoff from Gillette Stadium. So here you go. Keys to the preseason.
Okay.
The preseason is a period of exhibition games played before the regular season, primarily used for evaluating players and testing strategies. Also a time where NFL teams can charge fans full price to mainly watch soon-to-be non-NFL players play football.
Yeah, enjoy Ben Woolridge tonight.
An exhibition game actually cost the Buffalo All-Americans the 1921 NFL championship. The All-Americans, as we all know, finished that season with the best record in the league. However, an exhibition loss to the Chicago Staleys was used as a tiebreaker, costing them the title.
No! Deuce must have had a big game.
Former Commanders tight end Vernon Davis isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also now acted in over 30 movies and television shows. You might remember him as Steve in Plan B, Coach in Senior Year, Love Never Fails, and Officer Wayne in BET, Her Presents The Couch.
He hosted a couple of Challenge After shows, Keith. I remember him from that, yeah.
Since 2021, the league no longer allows for overtime in preseason games. You saw it last night with a tie.
Yeah, Seahawks and somebody, yep.
A team linked to the Commanders as a possible trade partner for wide receiver Terry McLaurin is the Jacksonville Jaguars. But don't ask Executive Vice President of Football Operations Tony Boselli. He believes Dyami Brown is a rising star. He's also in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, even if Bruce Smith believes it's not deserved.
It's a crowded Jaguars receiver room, yeah.
The 2020 preseason was canceled due to COVID-19.
I feel a Lakers joke coming up. I feel a LeBron joke right around
the corner. This Washington team has been such an embarrassment over the years that they had to bring in Steve Spurrier as a savior. He was then so bad that they had to hire old fart Joe Gibbs, who was older than dirt.
These are just facts.
Since 2005, the Patriots and Giants have played each other in their final preseason game.
Big rivalry.
There's been a hot online debate about the best major U.S. cities. A consensus top three of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Then we get into a bunch of cities that have also been in the conversation. Two of them have been Boston and Washington, D.C. So there's a lot riding on this one.
You got to give the edge to D.C.
Last year's preseason passing leader. This is also where we do trivia.
Oh.
The last year's preseason passing yards leader was?
Malik Cunningham.
Trey Lance.
Oh, wow.
Last year's preseason rushing yards leader was?
Still Malik Cunningham.
Trey Lance.
Oh, wow. I'm so close.
Last year's preseason receiving yards leader was?
Kayshon Booty.
Trey Lance!
No, no, it wasn't.
It was A.T. Perry.
Oh, yeah.
A.T. Perry.
Yeah. Wake Forest.
In 2004, Washington traded Pro Bowl cornerback Champ Bailey in a second-round pick, which became running back Tatum Bell, to the Denver Broncos. In return, the Broncos sent running back Clinton Portis to Washington. With Bailey going to the Hall of Fame, you might think this trade was a win for Denver. But you might not be considering that Clinton Portis is cool as hell.
Chad Bailey's pretty cool, playing on both sides of the ball.
In 2007, after the New England Patriots defeated the Washington Redskins, I apologize for that.
Yeah,
52-7.
Yeah.
Some Redskins, I apologize for that. Players accused the Patriots of running up the score. While then Redskins, apologies, coach Joe Gibbs stated he had no issue with the Patriots' actions. Some of his players felt otherwise. The Patriots last year only scored 52 points.
I was at that game, Keith Bragg.
Deion Sanders retired from the NFL while with the Washington, now Commanders, because he did not want to play for the team's new coach, Marty Schottenheimer, and also felt his performance was not up to his own high standards. But he later came out of retirement to play for the Ravens, so it probably was just him hating the coach.
Yeah, shoddy catching strays.
When Marty Schottenheimer died, the Washington Post obituary headline for the coach read, quote, Marty Schottenheimer, NFL coach whose teams wilted in the postseason, dies at 77. They later changed it because some found it insensitive.
I mean, look, it's harsh but true.
There are over 180 players between the Patriots and Commanders, and not one of them
is named Derek. So if you're looking for some Derek football, you're out of luck tonight.
Man, no Derek's.
All right, add it up. Pats minus 6.5.
Oh, definitely the
6.5. Over 36.5?
I'm a little afraid of that.
Skyrocketing.
What do they know?
It's crazy.
I'll take the over still.
I think you just got to root for points. We've seen Ben Woolridge. Can Ben Woolridge get the ball in the end zone twice?
For one team.
Yeah, true. Pick six, Kyle.
Yeah, pick six.
You could see some of those.
Those are points.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Brian Hoyer, I think it was a preseason game when he was with the Bears. It might have been the single worst performance I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
He got destroyed by the Patriots. He came back and you're like, oh my God. It was at Gillette. And he, I don't know if it was like pick sixes, sack fumbles.
Was it worse than when he lost track of the downs and took the sack against the Chiefs? Yeah.
I was close to that.
Okay.
It was eerily reminiscent of that. But there you go. The keys to the preseason.
Okay. You guys can weigh in with your thoughts. 617-779-7937. Since the start of the show, a few items have popped up here, Keith. Both Bedard and Giardi over at the Boston Sports Journal have kind of gone through like some overall camp notes. What players have stood out? What players have lagged behind? Bedard did a simple three up, three down. You ready for his three up throughout the preseason?
Three up for the preseason, three down for the entire preseason. Every single thing.
For training camp, okay. I guess, would be the more accurate way of putting it.
Uh-huh.
He has Jared Wilson, arrow up. Elijah Ponder, are you familiar with his work?
Excuse me?
I think he's a pass rusher.
Yeah, he's on defense. I know that.
I don't watch that field very often. Yeah, I don't. That's not the...
Related to Sam Ponder?
Probably.
Cool.
Christian and Sam Elijah, distant cousin. Yeah.
All right. Love it.
And then Keon White. So those are the three ups. Three down. This one's a little more interesting. Garrett Bradbury.
Okay.
Will Campbell.
Oh.
Milt the Stilt Williams.
Oh.
It's a good down list. If you want some clicks, that's a good down list by Bedard.
It's an eye-catching down list. And so we were obviously at camp. The one thing we didn't see was... the in-stadium practice, just sort of read reports about that. The scrimmage that they had for the season ticket holders. We didn't see that. But just about everything else we saw, I don't think... And I think having Will Campbell on one of the lists will get people to click on it and read it and everything else. I don't think he was good enough to be on the good or bad enough to be on the bad for me. I think he would be like in a weird middle list, which I know isn't exciting.
No, but I would agree with that.
Yeah.
He's been fine. You used that word earlier. I think that's the right word.
Bradbury, I'll give you. Not that we've been like locked in on him. We've been watching when I watch the offensive line, it's certainly more Campbell and a little bit of Wilson. But talk about a couple of fumbled exchanges. Also, he hasn't been out there the whole time. So you don't know if some of that is management, some of that is performance, wanting to see Ben Brown or wanting to see a different center in there. So I have no problem putting him on there. And then Milton Williams, I don't know. I thought Williams and Barmore looked pretty good together, at least against the Commanders. And maybe that's because it's the most recent thing I saw. And maybe Greg was expecting more because of the big contract and everything, him coming over. I probably wouldn't have him on there either.
So Giardi has a down and up list as well. Let's start with arrow pointing down.
Okay.
They must have huddled up over at BSJ.
Are they all calling it Stockwatch?
So this has got to be like 10 or 12 names on his list. I'll give you the highlights.
10 or 12?
He's got Duggar.
This is on the up?
Down.
Oh, okay.
Duggar, who has lost reps to Woodson.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's got Moses and Davis. Can they depend on him? They're not healthy.
That's fine.
He has Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson overshadowed by Henderson. So I actually think that's a positive. It's down for those two guys. But overall, that's a positive.
Yeah, that just seems more... because I don't think those guys have done anything bad.
And this next one, we have said this. I don't know that I would have him an overall down at camp, but we've said this. Stephon Diggs. Fast start, but has leveled off.
Yeah.
I think that's a completely accurate way to describe Diggs. Diggs was everywhere the first 2 days. I mean, he has not been super noticeable since the first 2 days of camp, and he missed half of the joint practice the other day. So that one maybe is harsh, but I think that's probably most fair when it comes to Diggs. That doesn't mean he's going to suck.
No.
But from where he started to where he is now, I think it's fair to describe that as a leveling off at best.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. And with some of those guys, you're talking about more expectations than others because, like, I would say Jalen Polk is easy a down, but maybe you're just like out of sight, out of mind. Oh, did he have him on there?
He said Polk is just .. there.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he
said.
So,
like, it's one of those things where it's not going to really determine whether the team is good or bad, but if we're just looking at all the guys out there and you're saying, like, who is bad, who hasn't stood out, who hasn't taken advantage of their reps, it'd be him. early on in camp, I would have put like Dobbs on the list, but he's actually gotten a lot better. He's gotten a lot better.
Yep.
I think from the offensive line, I'm with him on the Moses thing, and it's more just not that he's getting smoked necessarily. It's just, all right, is he going to play? Well, when is he going
to
play?
Is he ready? At some point, you got to get reps to be ready for the year. I don't think he's a good enough player to just coast through the offseason and then just show up week one and go play. I know he's a longtime vet, and I get treating some of these guys like that. And if he's not healthy, don't force him out there. But I also, that makes me question what he's going to give you this year. And that's a guy they're relying on quite a bit. Because if he's not your right tackle, and we don't know what Will Campbell is, although Giardi had something on Campbell I'll get to here, then what do you have on your offensive line? This was Hart's point weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, if Campbell's iffy and Moses isn't out there, is your offensive line even different than a year ago?
No, it's on. Well, yeah, you swapped out a center, but he might. I mean, he's trending in the wrong direction.
Bradbury was on Giardi's down list as well. Yeah, Giardi's down list. He might be worse than David Andrews.
So hopefully Wilson's like an upgrade at left guard, I guess.
Yeah.
And on Wenu, at least you're not kind of ping ponging him back and forth from right tackle to right guard. If he's just your right guard, I guess you're a little bit better. But no, I mean, Moses was supposed to solidify right tackle, and then you waited to the draft to get your guy. He was the highest drafted offensive lineman, so you're hoping that he's a plug-and-play guy.
Okay, some ups from Giardi.
All right, let's hear it.
Drake May. He says he's making quick decisions.
All right.
The two rookie offensive linemen. So this is different than Greg.
Wow.
He says Campbell is not perfect but good enough. He describes Jared Wilson as rock solid. Let's see. The wide receivers. He says Pop Douglas is the best so far. And he says Javon Baker is making a case. I'm assuming that means to make the team.
Yeah.
I would agree. I mean, Javon Baker, if nothing else, has shown he probably deserves more reps with Drake May going forward.
I think Booty's should be on that list, too. I think Booty and Pop Douglas have been the two best as far as, like, most consistent, reliable guys. I think Kyle Williams is obviously flash. Like, there are some days where he'd be on one of these lists, and other days he'd be on the other list. Yeah, same with Steph Diggs.
I'd probably have him on the down list.
Yeah, probably. Despite
if I had to
some
pick
real
one
highlights.
Or the other, I'd have him on that list.
No, Pop and Booty. I think of all the players in camp to change how you thought about them at the start of the camp, I think Booty would be the one for me. Meaning, like, I went in being like, maybe makes the team, maybe he doesn't. And now I'm like, I think he's going to make the team and play.
Right, he's like a borderline lock at this point in time. Two more on the up list for Giardi. Alex Austin, double A.
Oh, double A, he's killing it. I agree.
Was great against Jaden Daniels the other day.
He's making the most of it.
And then this one, he says, Craig Woodson, possible starter, ? When we watched, and I don't watch every rep as closely as they do. We're doing a radio show. I don't even hardly watch the defensive field.
We're doing
for
would
sakes.
You rathers. But, I mean, we were doing madness.
We got tears.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want from us?
We got all kinds of stuff to do. You know, we go on the clock for 60 seconds. I mean, what are we supposed to watch every rep?
Can't.
But I will tell you, what I watched closely was Jaden Daniels, the first team offense for him going against the Pats' first team defense. They had three safeties on the field, and Woodson wasn't one of them. So I guess I'm missing something, or maybe I'm emphasizing that stretch too much, but the three safeties on the field for that were Peppers, Duggar, and Jalen Hawkins.
Right.
So if this guy's ready to be a starter, you think he'd be mixing in with that group. He did not do that the other day at joint practice. So I'm curious to get a look at the eraser tonight.
Yeah.
In Patriots preseason game number
one. But didn't that make you feel like some of the talk about Duggar either being cut or traded? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know about
that.
Sure.
For sure. I mean, I'm not seeing what they're seeing. They're watching reps closer than I am. But, that's not what I saw at joint practice, at least at the end of joint practices the other day.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in there for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They're live at Gillette Stadium leading up to the Brady ceremony and the first preseason game tonight between the Patriots and the Commanders. We'll get you the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
It's grab bag.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab Bag!
Well, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. And Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, we have the return of the Red Sox tonight after a night off and a flight out to San Diego, where one of our callers called in from earlier this week.
Yeah, you mentioned that once or twice.
Taking on the Padres, a good Padres team, and old friend Nick Pivetta on the hump for the Padres. He's 11-3 with a 2.73 ERA, but the Red Sox are sending their best man, Walker Buehler, who is 6-6, with somehow just a 5.74. It feels like it's worse than that.
You think it's worse than 5.74?
Feels worse.
It's pretty miserable. Yeah, no, it's not great. It's not a great experience.
9:40 first pitch, 8:40 pregame here on WEEI.
Okay.
Sox are plus 145 on the money line. I'm trying to cook up a parlay.
Yep.
The one leg I like is a Trevor Story dong.
Oh, and any dong. Yeah, any dong.
He's 3-for-5. Now, I know that's a very small sample. But 3-for-5 with a double and a triple against Nick Pivetta in his career.
Heck yeah.
So I like Trevor Story homer. I need something else. I don't know. I'm not as confident that they win because of Walker Buehler, though.
Mm.
So where do I go? I need something else from the game.
Buehler under outs. Yeah.
Unless they set that number so low.
That's got to be so
low. Probably artificially low. All right, so while you're searching for
that. Over on walks.
What's more likely? Buehler pitches well, or the Red Sox knock Pivetta around? What's more likely out of those two?
Man, Pivetta's been good, but probably that.
You think it's more likely that it's so unlikely that Buehler pitches well that they knock around Pivetta?
Do you think he's going to pitch well?
No, not really. I don't believe. Oh, I was answering about Pivetta. I don't really believe in Pivetta. Like, that's a pitcher's ballpark, and we watched him here. He had a plus 4 ERA every year he was here. He actually stinks. I bet they knock him around.
All right. 15.5 outs.
Yeah, under.
It is minus 166.
All right, but that with the story, homer.
If I put it with the story dong, it's plus 656.
Oh, yeah.
I'll email those guys. Yeah, I'll get that one in. All right, that's the play.
Hey, Sportsbook Rhode Island, you heard what it is.
You listening?
Okay. Put that in.
All right, I like that. That should work.
Bag.
All right, here we go. It is preseason football tonight. In addition to Patriots Commanders at 7:30, you also get Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns taking on the Panthers on the NFL Network at 7. and the Lions-Falcons is your. So you have three games tonight in the NFL.
So that's the Lions' second preseason game, right?
Correct.
They played in the Hall of Fame game.
Correct.
So Shadur is interesting.
Yeah.
I like him. I think Flacco borderline has that job locked up, but I know a lot of the beat writers. I saw Dan Graziano today on Get Up talking about this. It's Shadur's chance to really get on their radar and take that job. I don't see that. I bet he starts games this year, but I don't think he'll start week one, but I'm curious to watch him tonight.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Oh, speaking of the game tonight, the broadcast, so it'll be on Channel 4 because it's the preseason. Patriots game I'm talking about?
Yep.
You're going to have the McCourty brothers and Zolak in the booth. Well, I don't know. I think they did this last year to mixed results.
Yeah.
Brian Hoyer sideline.
Oh, good. Another ex-Patriot.
Paul Perillo, though, in the Bob's Discount Furniture booth.
Love Paul. Always looks very comfortable with those hits.
Very comfortable. Yeah. Very, it used to be him and Andy Hart. Andy Hart leaves. They're like, we can't replace Hart. Just more Perillo.
More
Perillo filling up your screen.
More Paul, yeah.
And then Steve Burton walk-off interviews, which have become one of my favorite things.
Well,
they're not as good without Bill.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really remember him with Mayo a year ago. Maybe Vrabel will have a little more edge talking to him.
I kind of think throw a play-by-play guy in there. I'm not a Manning cast fan, so maybe there are people that love the Manning cast. But
do you think there's any chance? I mean, we were at Gillette. Do you think there's any chance they heard us?
Oh, yeah, they might.
Given live play-by-play and analysis of joint practices.
Like, listen, as long as Keith brings his binocs, you guys can do a couple games.
Well, look.
Do a couple games for
us. If Zoe and the McCourties go like they went last preseason, there might be an opening, Keith, and maybe
maybe
we're there to take it.
I remember people were angry about it.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the name of the guy that just made that play?
Here we go.
Make that up.
Finally.
Make that up.
Brawl.
Kill him.
First team.
Rip his head off.
They don't want that?
That's a sampling of what you could have on the call.
I noticed we didn't say a lot of names there either now that I'm hearing it.
No,
we
did not.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
First team. Rip his head off.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll get there.
Grab bag.
Tough loss for the Los Angeles Chargers as left tackle Rashawn Slater out for the year with a ruptured patellar tendon. He just signed a four-year extension worth $114 million. He's one of the best left tackles in football, out for the year.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that the Will Campbell truthers want to link to. He's another short-armed guy. I think he checked out at 33-inch arms at the combine.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But that is a massive injury. The good news for them is they can just flip Joe Alt from the right to the left. I mean, that's a ready-made NFL tackle they can move over there. But, yeah, that's a big-time injury for them.
Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go because I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make grab bag. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. Cam Hayward of the Pittsburgh Steelers wants a race. And he hasn't been a full participant yet at Steelers practice.
I haven't looked ahead. He's not the only Steeler who wants a contract, right?
Who else?
I thought the punt. Was it the punter or
the
kicker?
Oh, the punter does?
Is it Boz? No, maybe it was the kicker. What? Somebody
Boz?
Well, yeah, it might have been Boswell.
Oh,
I was like, guys.
It's not happening, Boz.
Guys, let Micah Parsons and guys like that, like, let them hold out for their deals. Why don't you? This is like old friend of middays, Keith. Lawrence Guy. Wasn't there a camp where Lawrence Guy was like,
Larry Guy wanted a little bit more money.
Yeah, I was like,
Larry.
Yeah, Boswell wants a new contract.
Thank you.
Boswell.
It's like,
just get out there and kick, would you?
Guys, yeah.
He's like, I need more money.
For England, James? No.
Grab bag. Little League World Series action yesterday in the, I can't even really call it the New England Regional because it's not even all of the New England teams.
Yeah, you're very bitter about this.
I am.
Yeah.
But congratulations to Braintree advancing to the Little League World Series. They beat Bedford, New Hampshire, thanks to a horrible call by an umpire. Blew the call. Like, botched it.
Yeah.
There was a play at the plate. Bedford had a nice little relay, threw the runner out at home. Umpire's like, safe! Like, not looking at it at all. Now, I think, bad job by New Hampshire here, I think they could have challenged it.
Oh, okay.
You got the cameras out. You're on ESPN, for
yeah.
heaven's sake.
Yeah.
So they didn't challenge
it's
it.
It's not a ball and strike. No. You're allowed to challenge it. Yeah.
And then Bedford ended up losing in extra innings on a walk-off wild pitch. So Braintree moves on. Best of luck to them. That will be the team I'm rooting for. But it should have been. It should have been New Hampshire. Should have been
somewhere. The old man in the sky weeps.
He's crying somewhere.
What he's doing. Yeah,
he's crying way, way, way up there.
Rock tears.
Way up there.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Do, 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 do. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Well, we found out who was behind the sex toys thrown onto the WNBA courts.
I was unaware of this. I heard Curtis talking about this
yeah,
this morning.
Somebody has stepped forward.
This. Yeah.
Apparently, like crypto guys, like a bunch of crypto dudes.
Yeah, you got the name?
I don't think you can read the name, or can you? Some stations you can, some you can't. I don't know.
I think they attempted to do this morning.
But basically, the item on the floor was the name of the crypto, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
Like everybody else on the morning show, I don't know anything about.
Are you invested? You got any crypto in your portfolio, Keith? I do not.
I have none.
But I saw the name of this.
I don't have a portfolio.
I saw the name of this one, and I said, might need to invest.
Might dabble in this one a little bit.
Yeah, it might be my time.
I would assume that's recession-proof, that kind of item. But, yeah, because they were all green. Right?
Yeah, sure.
And people are betting on this stuff left and right. There are some sites that let you bet on, will there be one thrown this game? What color will it be thrown this game?
I think we now know that.
Yeah, they're green.
Yeah.
And they're all the time.
Yeah.
It's nonstop.
Huh.
But the guy was like, this had nothing to do with Vivid Sports.
You add that into your Sox parlay?
Yeah. And a green one on the field.
No, I saw the guy's
next
comments.
Game, green one.
The guy's like, yeah, it has nothing to do with women's sports, this and that. Yeah. I mean, it is exclusively a WNBA games, but
it's only happened there.
But we've seen it. We have seen it at Bills games in the past.
He's like, it could happen anywhere.
Yeah.
You're like, well, it's just been WNBA games, though.
When there was one, I kind of understood it. Now I'm kind of like, it does seem very
could be
specific.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
It could happen anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
But specifically.
But probably.
The WNBA.
WNBA.
That's what we're targeting.
Most likely.
Yeah. All right, in the theaters this weekend, you have a horror movie, Weapons, which I've and Nick and I have both been excited about. We've been counting down to the days till Weapons. Currently on Roddy T's, 97% critic, 90% audience.
Whoa!
I will see it this weekend. Nick's is going to go right after the show.
Yeah, I'm going to leave here and head straight to the theater.
That is good stuff.
When Wiggy wasn't yelling at me about my 40
also
time this morning, he was ready to go, yeah.
Also wants to see that, and so I'll have a dork minute for that on Monday. Also in theaters, Jones, this might be more your speed, Freakier Friday with Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan.
Nice.
73% critics, 94% from the early audience screeners.
So it's got a better audience
score
than
Weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well,
people
are
coming out
I think
for
that,
Freakier Friday.
I think that settles that.
Yep, okay.
In case some people have forgotten, this block operates under the same rules as the rest of the city.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Haven't played that one in a while.
Oh.
Are the Red Sox in first place, Jones? Let's check the standings here. No,
they're not. They're losing ground, actually.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
No. Well, same as it was before. They didn't play yesterday.
In fairness, there wasn't one.
They did not play yesterday.
So I guess for once, you were right there, Rafael.
Yeah, all right. All right, Jones, let's find out who was the best Major League Baseball performer from Thursday, August 7th. Was it Drake Baldwin, 3-for-5, 2 home runs, 5 RBI?
Oh.
Was it Marcell Ozuna, 3-for-4, solo home run? Was it Henry Davis, 2-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored?
Former number one overall pick.
Was it Jacob Lopez, 7 2/3 scoreless, 10 punch outs?
Oh, I like that.
Or was it Paul Skeens, 6 scoreless innings, 8 strikeouts, improved to 7-8 on the season.
That's right. One of the apps had a boost for 8Ks. I passed on it yesterday, but he ended up checking
8K
that
boost for Skeens?
Yeah. It was nice. Who was
you passed
first,
on that?
What was the first guy again? Baldwin?
Drake Baldwin.
Yeah. Give it to him. A couple of dongs?
2 dongs.
Yeah, give it to him.
2 dong night.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. Red Sox are taking on the San Diego Padres tonight.
Okay.
So we have a
Phil Nevin.
Who?
Phil Nevin.
Easy, Nick.
Great guess.
We've only had him 3 times before, so I figured it was a safe guess.
We've had Phil Nevin before. Phil Nevin, very random player.
Handful of times,
I don't know if we've had this guy before, I'll be honest.
Yeah, well, let's find out.
He played for 5 teams in his 14-year Major League career, most with the Padres.
Okay.
Dodgers, Phillies, Rockies, Braves. He's a National League guy only. Don't even think about it, American
Brian
League.
Brian Giles.
No. He was a starting pitcher.
That'll do it.
He was a starting pitcher who would throw it from the right side also, and at times he needed to. He'd hit it from the right side.
Yeah.
He was forced to, actually.
Former NL rules, yeah.
It was how you did it.
You said starting pitcher or just pitcher? Starting pitcher.
Starting pitcher.
Yep.
The move to the button after Brian really threw me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that got me.
Nah, it's just, I'm kind of twitchy that way.
Pump fake.
285 career starts, 309 games. So, like, pretty much just a starter.
Little bit of pen, yeah.
A 2-time All-Star.
Wow.
2-time All-Star.
Andy Benes.
Oh, good one. No. He was an All-Star in 98 and 99. So consecutive seasons where he had an ERA in the threes. But back then, that might as well have been.
That's with San Diego?
0.6.
Yeah, were All-Star appearances with San Diego?
Padres. With the Fathers both times. 226 and 2/3 innings one year, 206 innings the next.
Okay, so they
had 3 shutouts in 99.
Oh, nice. So they went to the World Series, Billy, in what, 2000? Is that when they played the Yankees? Was it earlier than that? What year was that?
He was on the 98 World Series team.
Okay, so I'm sorry, 98. So
he was on the 98 World Series team.
That's what I'm saying. He was on that team. He went to the Braves after this?
I think so. He got traded by the Padres in 99 to the Phillies.
Okay.
Or Adam Eaton. Carlton Lower and Steve Montgomery.
I got nothing. Andy Benes, I thought.
And then
Andy
was traded by the Phillies to the Braves for Bruce Chen and Jimmy Ostring.
Okay. I'm cheating and looking.
If that helps.
Oh, look, they guessed Andy Benes.
It's not Andy Benes.
Okay. Oh, is it Andy Ashby?
He got it! The Red Sox win!
Text line.
2-time All-Star for Andy Ashby. Andrew Jason Ashby.
You freaked out a little bit when I said Andy.
Andy, that was a good guess.
Yeah, wow,
good
okay.
guess. No, Andy Ashby. Nice little career for Andy Ashby. 98 career wins. Uh-huh. You think he might want to come back and try to get 2 more.
Yeah, what's he doing? Red Sox could use him. Replace Walker Buehler.
He is 58 years old.
Okay,
but
well.
Got a couple innings left in him. They could be bullpen wins. They're still wins.
Andy Benes, only a 1-time All-Star.
Andy Ashby greater than Andy
Benes?
Yeah,
I would have woke up today very adamantly saying the opposite, but I guess I had egg on my face.
Definitely. Not a huge strikeout guy. Didn't have to be, though. Worked around a lot of hitters.
Yeah, no, he didn't quite have the stuff. He didn't quite have the stuff that an Andy Benes had.
No.
2,000
related to a lane or
2,000 career Maybe. Strikeouts for Andy Benes.
He would get the ball and go, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're like about 5 years there making 30 starts in a row.
Okay. Yep. So there you go. Random ball player each and every day.
Andy Ashby, congratulations to all those that got Andy Ashby.
Definitely. Wow, 5.8 Ks per nine.
Lower.
It's a low number.
Scattered a lot of hits.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He knew how to work around some base runners. That's true. Those ducks on the pond didn't bother him. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They are live at Gillette Stadium. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time for our Clip du Jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day. And with Tom Brady's statue being unveiled tonight at 6 o'clock leading into the first preseason game of the year for the Pats taking on the Commanders, we were talking today on the show about what is sort of the highest honor you can receive. How can you be, you know, remembered forever? Statue would certainly be a good one, but we ended up having a bunch of pretty good examples.
We really did.
Yeah. Oh, text line has a good one. What about getting like a food named after you? That's better than a statue.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'll order the Adam Jones.
Yeah, what would that be?
Stale. Some garbage.
Dead pigeon between two
dry slices of bread.
Yeah.
Trash. Everybody would hate it and send it back.
Stale white bread and mayo.
All right, fair enough.
Dead bird.
Dead wet bird.
That's what it would be.
Two Adam Joneses to go.
Just a dead wet bird in between two pieces of stale bread.
Give me the Adam Jones does not sound the most appetizing. That's true. Yeah. So they're not naming any food items after him, but we're going to get a big old trophy or a big old statue down there, 12-foot high statue.
Yeah, although in fairness, if you were going to go order the Tom Brady, that's probably a trash thing to order too, right? Like, it's
probably super healthy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to eat that.
Yeah.
Is it? Banana with the ends ripped off? Like, that's not, I don't want that.
No, it'd probably be some weird, like, I don't know, what does he even eat? Does he even eat human food?
Last I checked, I don't believe so. No. I don't know where he's at on that.
No.
But yeah,
bit of a health nut. Looks good. You see the shirt off photos the other day?
Oh.
Yeah, he was somewhere. TMZ got him.
Oh
yeah.
Nice.
And the winner was us. Yeah,
he looks great.
Looks like $1 million.
Well, what's his they get on the bill pictures then and see if those are real?
Oh yeah, we gotta get to the bottom of that.
We gotta send somebody down. We gotta send Freeze Pops down to North Carolina.
No, but what's Brady been doing again this offseason? It was
Sophia Vergara and Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, right. That's who it was.
Yeah.
At the Bezos wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Hell yeah.
So that was
He's living the dream right now.
He had the top popped off for a little bit.
He did.
All right, well, good for him.
And now he's going to be here for the statue, so congratulations to Tom on the statue. And then he's going to – you think he's going to watch any of the game?
No.
Wheels up before the game starts.
He's hightailing it right out of there.
And then he's going to go watch his Raiders play.
Kraft is going to speak. He's going to speak. I still hope you had a good good point, Keith. Hart and Fitzy and Ted are all down there. Hopefully at some point they sneak a little peek and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Under the tarp.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what's the statue? Their boots on
Fitzy
the ground
will
down
find
there.
It. Fitzy will find it.
Fitzy or Ted.
Yeah, I think so.
You know? Somebody's going to put their hand on top of Hart's head and keep him from getting in there. But like,
that's true. He's not going to see it.
You can't stop Ted.
Nope.
And then Fitzy's,
I'd like to see you try.
Fitzy's a smooth talker. He can talk his way in
that's
there.
That's right. Yeah. He's probably already seen it.
He probably has.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to Robert Kraft saying how Tom Brady is a forever Patriot and was only a Patriot. It's like, this guy who won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay and now owns the Raiders is a lifelong Patriot.
I'm very excited, personally, for the story about how when they first met.
Oh, yeah. You said he's the greatest decision he's ever made.
I know you. Yeah. You're our sixth-round quarterback out of Michigan.
Did you know Kraft was a fan before he bought the team?
He sat on the aluminum benches is what he did.
It's true.
At the old Fox Schaefer Stadium.
He's not even just Fox like Stadium. Us.
He is just like us. That's true. So I look forward to that tonight. You can stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. No crossover today, but it will be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Visit the Nines the day after the Red Sox win, and you get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99 Restaurant. The official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. You got Hart, you got Fitzy, you got Ted live from Gillette. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll break down everything we see tonight in the Pats game. Yes, Keith?
No, I was just laughing at the tweet that you received. You can't tell the history of baseball in the late 90s without Andy Ashby from the Mac and Goo Show.
Well, that's not to be confused with the text we got that said Andy Ashby looks like he could be Kyle Tucker's dad with a skinny long neck.
Okay. Listen, two-time All-Star and today's random player.
It is.
Put in the books.
We'll break down everything from the Pats that we see tonight on Monday. It'll be a Patriots Monday, 10 o'clock on Monday morning here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.